The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran will ship out 20 tons of excess heavy water in the near future. In its latest report, the agency says Iran's stock of heavy water has reached over 128 tons, just a little less than the 130-ton limit set in the nuclear deal. From Vienna, Press TV's Alma Liske reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency verifies once more the non-diversion of declared nuclear material in Iran, as well as Iran's commitment to the nuclear deal known as the JCPOA. In his latest report, IAEA Director General Yukio Amano said Tehran's stock of heavy water had reached over 128 tons, just a little less than the 130-ton limit set in the nuclear deal. He confirmed reports that Iran would send a certain amount of that stock outside the country without specifying where.
The shipping out of 20 tons of heavy water will take place in the near future, as we understand it.
Based on the nuclear deal, Iran's heavy water reactor is going to be redesigned to minimize the amount of plutonium produced as a byproduct. All excess heavy water, the JCPOA says, will be made available for export to the international market. Iranian officials said last year that some of this excess heavy water had been sold and delivered to Russia, while a certain amount was transferred to Oman, while negotiations were underway with other potential buyers. Tehran has recently announced that negotiations are underway with Asian and European countries. Iran has been implementing the nuclear deal since January of last year. Under the JCPOA, Iran agreed to put limitations on its nuclear program in exchange for the removal of nuclear-related sanctions imposed against the country.
In his statement to the IAEA Board of Governors back in March, Iran's envoy said the agency's reports are a clear testimony to Iran's commitment to the nuclear deal, although the other sides have yet to implement their commitments satisfactorily. I'm Homa Lizki for Press TV in Vienna.